briefly, what the Logos said to me was that time is not simply a homogeneous medium where things occur. You can think of it as a fluctuating density of probability, so that though science will tell us what can happen and what cannot happen, we have no theory that explains why, out of everything that could happen, certain things undergo what Whitehead called the formality of actually occurring. And this was what the Logos sought to explain to me. Why, out of all the myriad things that could happen, certain things undergo the formality of occurring. And it is because there is a hierarchical, a modular hierarchy of waves of temporal conditioning or temporal density, or, in other words, a given moment, it is more likely for a certain event rated highly improbable. It is more probable at some moments than others. And taking that simple perception and being led by the hand, by the Logos, we were able to construe maps of time, which we run on a computer, and which give a map of the ingression of what I call novelty, the ingression of novelty into time. Now, as a general statement, it's obvious that novelty generally is increasing. It has been since the very beginning of the universe, because first there was only the possibility of nuclear interaction, and then as temperatures fell and below the bond strength of the nucleus, atomic systems could be formed, and then as temperature fell, molecular systems could be formed, then much later life became possible, and then as very high life forms, complex life forms evolved, thought became possible, culture was invented, then with the invention of printing and language, and then printing, and then electronic information movement and this kind of thing. What is happening is there is an ingression of novelty toward what Whitehead, and I took his term, call concrescence. And this is a tightening gyre. Everything is flowing together. And in fact, the man-made lapis, the alchemical stone at the end of time, occurs when everything flows together, when the laws of physics are obviated and the universe disappears, and what is left is the tightly bound plenum, the monad, if you wish, able to express itself for itself, rather than able only to cast a shadow into physis as its reflection. And I come very close here to classical millenarian and apocalyptarian thought. My view of the rate at which change is accelerating and the way the gyre is tightening causes me to think, and the wave predicts this, that it is not long, it is soon. 50 years, 25 years, 35 years, then this event will occur. It is the entry of the species into hyperspace, but it will appear to be the collapse of the state vector and the end of physical laws and the release of the mind into itself.